As the cannon sounded noon from the Janiculum Hill high above Vatican City State on Thursday, Pope Benedict appeared at the window of his study high above a packed St. Peter's Square for the Angelus prayer. Thursday's feast is keenly felt by Romans, with tens of thousands taking part in the traditional All Saints Marathon that starts and finishes at St. Peter's. As the Pope emerged, the runners had a rousing greeting for their bishop.
Today's solemnity of All Saints reminds us of our eternal destiny, where we'll dwell, as St. Thomas Aquinas says, in true and perfect light, total fulfillment, everlasting joy, and gladness without end.
In comments in Italian, Pope Benedict spoke of the saints, those proclaimed by the Church, and those, he said, who are known only to God. In each of them, in a very personal way, Christ was present thanks to his Spirit, which acts through the Word and the sacraments. In fact, continued the Holy Father, being united to Christ in the Church does not negate one's personality, but rather opens it, transforms it with the power of love, and confers on it, already here on earth, an eternal dimension. Pope Benedict concluded, in the saints we see the victory of love over selfishness and death. We see that following Christ leads to life and gives meaning to the present, every moment that passes, because it is filled with love and hope. Only faith in eternal life makes us truly love the history and the present, but without attachment, with the freedom of the pilgrim who loves the earth because his heart is already in heaven.
May this intercession of all the saints lead us and our departed loved ones to our everlasting home in heaven. God bless you all.